Thank you, Chair, for giving us the floor. And we'd like to start by uniting our voice in congratulating you for your appointment. Canada is strongly committed to advancing justice and eliminating racism, racial discrimination, and all forms of intolerance. In Canada, we recognize that our diversity is our strength, and so have reaffirmed our commitment to addressing the underlying challenges faced in Canada by people of African descent, including disproportionate health disparities driven by systemic anti-Black racism, discrimination, and hate. Canada acknowledges that people of African descent face unique challenges. Historical injustices, systemic racism, and discrimination continue to have intergenerational impacts on people of African descent around the world and in Canada. Addressing these historic wrongs is an important step forward towards building a better future for everyone. Canada reaffirms its commitment to eliminating these barriers and contributing to a world with equitable opportunities for all. In this regard, we particularly welcome the adoption of the second international decade for people of African descent. Canada will continue to promote the human rights of all, both domestically and internationally, and work to ensure that the needs of those affected by multiple forms of discrimination are accounted for. Now, we would have some general comments regarding the draft declaration on the respect, protection, and fulfillment of the human rights of people of African descent that will be under consideration during this session. Canada notes that many suggestions in the draft declaration align with recommendations in the report of Canada's Black Justice Strategy External Steering Group. Additionally, some of the elements in the draft declaration, for example, under Article 5, will be reflected in some capacity in our forthcoming implementation plan for Canada's Black Justice Strategy. With that said, Canada has a number of comments regarding the draft declaration. First, we note that we would have concerns with the conflation between rights of Indigenous peoples recognized under the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples and rights of people of African descent. Canada signed on to the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples and is implementing it domestically. The UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples describes the individual and collective rights of Indigenous peoples around the world. And we would see the extension of the rights recognized under the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples to another group as inconsistent with international law. It's also important to note that references to several rights referred to under the UN Declaration on the Rights of Peasants and other people working in rural areas that are not mentioned or do not exist elsewhere under international human rights law would be problematic for Canada. As a general note, and as we've mentioned in the previous session of the working group, we would prefer the use of the word should rather than shall throughout the declaration, as we would deem that language more appropriate for a non-binding declaration. In conclusion, kindly note that Canada continues to review the draft declaration and that we look forward to engaging more substantively at upcoming rounds of negotiations. Please do count on our constructive collaboration in this process. Thank you very much.